Hello everybody and welcome back to the Laudit podcast. Today I wanted to chat to our trainee Fatima. Good morning, Fatima.
Good morning, Ellis.
So Fatima is coming to the end of her training contract and will soon be a qualified solicitor. So I just wanted to catch up with her, chat a little bit how she got into the law, how she's found her training contract, reflect on that, and also to see what she's looking forward to in the future. So first things first, Fatima, how did you get into the law and what interested you about it?
So I'm actually one of the oldest people in Laudit. I'm currently 29. I got into the law, to be honest, because I did better than people expected, to be honest. And I was good at ethics-based sort of
work
and subjects. I liked history. I loved English literature. So the law kind of encompassed kind of things that I found interesting. But when I went to university, I enjoyed it. And I took a break after graduating, and then it really hit me that I really wanted to be a solicitor. I kind of liked the idea of giving expert service in the particular field that was law.
Yeah, being sort of a professional in
yes.
the profession. Yeah, I think, especially for those that may be listening who are kind of at the GCSE level, history, English literature are those sorts of subjects that I myself were also interested in. And it sort of leads you into the right frame of mind, kind of that critical thinking, analysis when you're writing essays.
Doing lots of information.
Lots of information, yeah. And getting the key kind of facts and figures and going from there, definitely. So when you decided you wanted to be a solicitor after university, how did you then come to be at Laudit?
So I'd had various paralegal experience, mainly in personal injury and regulatory law, basically just areas of law that deal with processes and deal with either, obviously personal injury is quite self-explanatory, and regulatory law is kind of looking at the compliance side in regards to professionals that fortunately may have committed an error and that's been investigated, basically.
Maybe like health and safety,
yes.
That sort of thing.
Yes. And I was actually speaking to someone that I went to university with and saying that how I didn't like those areas of law and how, you know, I kind of just needed to get my foot in the right area. And she mentioned Laudit, that she'd written some articles for Laudit. She enjoyed her time. So I got in touch and actually wrote an email to Inam and he asked me to come in for a week. Really enjoyed it. Came in for 1 week, then took a bit of a break and then came back again. And then I came up for a third time and decided, you know what, I really like this firm, I'm going to commit. And so I started doing some work experience, kind of full time, and then I was offered a training contract.
Perfect. So I think you started your training contract in 2019,
yes.
Right? So that was obviously pre-pandemic.
Yes.
So throughout your training contract, you've done quite a few areas
yes.
of law. Is there one that you particularly preferred, or one that you found the most challenging, or how did you find the different areas of law that you did?
Sure, that's actually quite a funny question. I know it sounds really silly, but I think at the time that I was doing each area of law, I approached it as if it was a new challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So I started off in property, residential, and then leading into commercial with Inam. I enjoyed it. I kind of like something that kind of keeps you on your toes. And even though it's kind of the same process again, it's always, you know, different circumstances, potentially what new inquiries are you going to raise, depending on the property, what, you know, building regs are outstanding, what things that the buyers want. So I, even though it's the same thing again, it's something that's always new, you're always going to keep on your toes. I think my favourite area has to be commercial. I moved into kind of commercial afterwards
mm-hmm.
with intellectual property and also civil litigation.
Yeah.
Litigation was completely new to me from the standpoint that we'd be advising companies and clients, especially dealing with the area of defamation, which has sort of kind of become newer with the increase of social media
yeah.
platforms. But I really do like contractual work.
Yeah.
I think that goes back to what you said, Ellis, in regards to, you know, reviewing documentation, you know, kind of English lit and history. I do like kind of dealing with documents, seeing kind of what clients thought they were going into, to actually what they've entered into, and, you know, seeing how we can assist them to kind of get what they want or get out of what they didn't want.
Like the process and the helping people getting, like say, from A to B, what they wanted. As partly with your training contract, you also studied the legal practice course part-time.
Yes.
How did you find doing the two together?
I actually found it very beneficial. Whilst I was in property, I started the property module of my legal practice in the second, towards the end of my seat, but I still found it quite helpful because it kind of was a reminder of, it basically explained things that I did automatically, kind of why I was doing it automatically, if that made sense.
Yeah, it gave you like the foundation, background knowledge to go with the actions you were doing.
And not only that, but it also meant that I didn't always have to ask questions about the process, because I was studying why we do the process.
It gives the why along with how you do it. So for those that are listening that may not be aware, you can study the legal practice course full time. I did that myself before I started at Laudit, and you can also do it part time like Fatima did alongside your training contract. So obviously now we are coming to the end of your training contract. You are nearly qualified. How excited are you?
Very excited.
And secondly, how do you feel when you look back, how do you feel about it finally being qualification time soon?
I feel proud. I feel resilient, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
Because even though I'm coming towards the end, I'm still learning. You know, I feel that law's is a profession where you can't become complacent.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you never stop learning. And if you're at a point where you feel that, you know, you've either stopped learning or, you know, you're kind of doing, you're doing everything that you've kind of always done and it's the same kind of thing and there's nothing new that's challenging, then you do need to rethink it. But yeah, excited, I feel resilient, and I feel grateful to everybody at Laudit for their assistance, to be honest.
Well, we are grateful for you.
I couldn't have done it without you guys, I assure you. But no, I feel that this is the profession for me.
Yeah. Good. So, are you looking for anything, looking forward to anything in particular for when you qualify? Apart from the cruise holiday that you might have to celebrate?
Yes, and more sleep.
No. Sleep. I mean, you don't get more sleep when you qualify. That doesn't happen.
It's a dream. No.
The real fun really begins now.
I'm looking forward to learning. I'm looking forward to putting myself more out there. I wouldn't say looking forward to put more risk, because you definitely wouldn't want to be risk averse. Exactly, no risks. But definitely looking forward to learning and putting myself out there. And just always knowing that, you know, I'll still be asking questions.
Always.
Yes.
Always ask questions. No matter how long you've been qualified, you always have questions to ask. Yes. You always have things to learn. So, listeners, please do check out our social media. You will see when Fatima does qualify, as it will be all over there. So thank you for your time, Fatima,
this afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Again, you'll be hearing from Fatima again on all different areas. But hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast, and we look forward to speaking to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.